Hi, this is Maureen St. Germain, and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you will find useful living information to make a meaningful life work. Today, our guest is world-famous author Danyon Brinkley, a man who has been to the other side and back. We have an amazing opportunity to hear his stories and to learn from his experiences. He is the New York Times best-selling author of Saved by the Light and At Peace with the Light. His latest literary classic, co-authored with his wife, Catherine Brinkley, is entitled The Secrets of the Light, Lessons from Heaven. After being struck by lightning in the side of the head in 1975, Danyon found himself traveling down a tunnel into a brilliant light. There he witnessed a panoramic review of his entire life on Earth. Then, after being given over 100 visions of the future by 13 beings of light, Danyon was returned to his body. Today, he is revered as one of the greatest orators of our time, offering a message of great hope and courage to audiences worldwide. His message is timely, true, and bountifully simple. There is no such thing as death. Now, before we continue with Danyon, I want to give you a chance to know a little bit about what I do. I am an international transformational teacher as well, and I have the ability to access the Akashic Records, and I have written a number of books on manifestation and meditation. I teach the Merkaba, well-known Flower of Life workshop meditation. And I also have a product line of essential oil blends that help people heal emotional wounds. One of the things that I want to do right away is give you Danyon's email URL, and that is www.danyon.com. That's D-A-N-N-I-O-N, danyon.com. We want you to know that we are very interested in what you need to know or of guests that you want us to try and interview. One of the most compelling things that I remember when I first met Danyon is that I found out he was a CIA assassin. So for those of you out there saying, there's no chance I'm the world's worst guy in the world, Danyon can tell a few things on top of whatever your tale might be. So, without further ado, Danyon, for those who are listening who may not be familiar with your original story, please tell us about your three near-death experiences and start wherever you want.
Well, I grew up in the South, and, everybody goes to hell where I come from. So my religious perspective was not as strong, or my spiritual perspective was none at all. And so I had no real basis to look at spirituality, and religion seemed crazy to me. And on one Wednesday afternoon at 7:05 p.m., I was talking on the telephone. I was hit in the side of the head by a bolt of lightning. It went down my spine. It welded the nails of the heels of my shoes to the nails in the floor, threw me in the air, suspended me in the air, slammed me back down, breaking the bed. Dead for 28 minutes, completely paralyzed for 6 days, partially paralyzed for 7 months, and 2 years to learn to walk and feed myself. But Maureen, you have to remember, in 1975, Dr. Raymond Moody had not written his classic Life After Life, so I had never heard of the near-death experience. It didn't have a name in 1975 because it was Dr. Moody who coined the phrase NDE. So here I am, some hayseed redneck jerk who all of a sudden lifted out of his body, watched what was going on, watched people try to revive me, getting in the ambulance, being aware that I was no longer a part of the events of my life. I was an observer, and then a tunnel forming and moving down the tunnel and coming to a place of bright, brilliant, beautiful light. A place that is safe, a place that is comfortable, and a world that we know better than any world or any place that we've ever been in our lifetime.
And so even though your conscious mind didn't recognize it, at your heart, you knew it.
Your very being knew it. You were a part of it, and it was a part of you. So what people have to really start to garner is they say, well, you know, that's not true. You should have gone to hell. Well, that's probably true if you look at it from the normal perspective that most people denote these kinds of thoughts. But I didn't. I've been over there 3 times. I haven't been to hell yet, and I've never died. So when you start to look at the fact that you never die, forever gets to be a lot longer than you've ever thought about it, and you have to start figuring out things in your life that about who you are and what your purpose is, and then set a plan to achieve it, like a lot of what you were just talking about.
Now, you've been through this 3 times, though.
Over 22 years. I was struck by lightning in 1975, talking on the telephone. I was struck by lightning again in 1978. It didn't kill me, just knocked me unconscious for about 45 minutes. And I always figured I must not have got it the first time. So they had to say, well, you know, let's kill him again.
That was what I was going to ask you.
And then that led to open heart surgery 13 years later. And then 7 years later, I had to have brain surgery. And they gave me an 8% chance of survival. I spent 41 hours in the recovery room. The first two experiences were much the same. You lift out of your body, you become aware of a value of yourself that the most egomaniacal person, narcissistic person, could never conceive of how magnificent a being each and every one of us are. And you become aware of that. And the second thing you become aware of is what you were willing to sacrifice to shut off from yourself so that you could come to this world and do the job you were sent here to do. Everybody, in order to enter this plane of existence, you have to be chosen. You choose to come, but you're chosen to come. And when you start to think about, Maureen, being chosen to come, it means that the divine architect believes that there is no one greater than you to be born at the exact moment in the situation that you're born in, to be able to further bring divinity from that level of consciousness into this level of consciousness. It's a pretty amazing feeling when you realize that. And then second, you realize that you had free will to choose to come. The only drawback is when you choose to come, here is what your basic drive is. Your basic drive is this. You think there's nothing you can get yourself into that you cannot figure out how to get yourself out of. Now, when you think of how complex we are spiritually, and you want to see how your life got so screwed up, you did it. And then how did it get that screwed up is because you wanted to create as tough a situations so that you could have the joy of overcoming and getting yourself out of it. That's a really funny perspective when you start to look at life. And someone says, well, Daniel, if all of that happens, what's the meaning of life? Well, the meaning of life is details and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So what a person has to realize about these experiences is there is a place that as you leave this world, there is a very organized and orderly way at which you will transcend from this world to the next. But I think that what is the most important aspect about all of this, Maureen, and I, you know, if in my lectures and presentations I drive this home, you will have a panoramic life review. And it sounds so casual to say that, but imagine at a certain moment to see your entire life pass before you in a 360-degree hologram, that you have missed absolutely nothing. You know how many hairs was in the nose of the doctor when he pulled you from your mother. You know everyone who was in the room. When they took you out to go home. You know how many leaves were on the trees. You have memorized everything. And then all of a sudden you see it. And as you watch this hologram, you watch it from a second person point of view. So as if you were your own best friend. and you look at the choices you made, there is no such thing as a bad choice. There is just the choices that you made and then why you made that choice. And you get the chance to see what was the best decision and how close you got to it based on the intention and the reason for why you were doing it. And then you literally become every person that you ever encounter. And you feel the direct results of your interaction between you and that person. What that puts into play is no one gets away with anything, number one. Number two, forgiveness becomes a power, because as you know that this will occur, it is so much easier to forgive so that you open up in your own spiritual self for advancement or greater tools to operate. As long as you hold a grudge, or as long as you are not using forgiveness as a power instead of a structural weakness, you are missing out on tapping into a dynamic part of yourself. And then comes judgment. And, you know, people say you're going to be judged. All things are written in the record, the Akashic record, the great book, and God flips through the pages and decides if you're going to heaven or hell. Well, it doesn't work like that. What happens is the system by which you judge yourself, you know more about you than anyone else. And when you've seen your life pass before you in the structure I just described, the measurement is this. If divinity could not come today and it sent you, in the life you just reviewed, what difference did divinity make? Or if God couldn't come today and God sent you, in the life you just reviewed, what difference did God make? The very moment that someone gives me the benefit of the doubt that that's true, because I've been through this three times, and I'm an obsessive compulsive personality, whether I'm dead or alive, I'm still obsessive compulsive. And I began to study this. I am now in my 33rd year of being a hospice volunteer. And since Christmas, I've been with 26 people as they left this world and dealt with their families and issues. And I've had some of the greatest, most remarkable conversations with these people in transition. A person in transition has a tendency to tell the truth. And if you know the right questions to ask, you're amazed at what you really learn about what life is about. This is why I write these books, and Kat and I wrote Secrets, and now we're working on another one called 10 Things You Need to Know Before You Go. And I think it's just, you know, if anyone reads my books, they know I make fun of everything because, you know, what are they going to do, kill me? Well, big deal. Who do you think that frightens?
We have so much more that we want to hear from Danyon. It kind of reminds me of the well-known phrase, walk a mile in someone else's shoes. And I know you have much more to tell us when we come back. We are going to take a break. You will hear a few of our announcements. We want to remind you that you can go to Danyon's website, www.danyon.com, two N's, D-A-N-N-I-O-N, or my website, MaureenSaintGermain.com. We'll be right back.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Hi, and welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Our guest today, Danyon Brinkley, world authority on death and dying. He's been declared dead 3 different times and has been to the other side and lived to tell about it. We've been speaking with him about his experiences, his near-death experiences, as they are called. And, of course, clinically, if from the vantage point of medicine, he was actually dead. So, you know, you've been through so much, and you've shared with us so much about the ability to have this vantage point to see yourself from other vantage points as you go through your panoramic life review. And one of the things that you have done in your life to make a difference is to establish what you call the dignity at the bedside of those in transition. And you founded this organization called the Twilight Brigade in 1977. Can you tell us more about that? And are there regional places that people can
Yes, the Twilight Brigade. It's thetwilightbrigade.com. And what I tried to do is, after going through 3 of these experiences, Maureen, there is 78% of all families never talk about death until after it happens. And it's really stupid. We have to become to engage. We celebrate birth, but we should also celebrate returning home. I made it my life's work because I am not afraid. And what I try to do is to create, anyone can go there. We have over 5,000 people trained. We're in 22 states. You can go and look up what state you're in and seeing this. We have more than 75,000 veterans passing every 30 days. They were there for us when we needed them. We must be there for them now that they need us. And by the time the next presidential election comes, we'll be at 110,000 a month. So my battle cry and call to action is about that. People should read books about near-death experiences. I mean, everybody's had one now, but I think I'd go back long before it had a name. But I think that what we have to do, we must empower ourselves to face fear, because most people aren't so much afraid of the unknown, quote-unquote, death. What they're most afraid of is the process by which modern medicine gets us there, pain and prolonging a natural cycle of coming here. Another thing I'd like to say is we take grand adventures. If anyone who looks at the site sees that Kat and I do programs. We're big Mayan calendar people, and she's a big crop circle person. And we do boat cruises where people come. And the thing I'd like to put forth now is to go look at our site. March the 5th, we're going on a boat cruise from Los Angeles. And I think that if I wasn't going to be a presenter, if we weren't going to be presenters, I would be going on this cruise because it's such a collective, eclectic group of people. And as we prepare for this new transition and this new cycle that we're in, Maureen, the more information and the more data that we have in place, the greater we'll be able to make the right choices and decisions. So I am really thankful to assist in trying to help people come into this age. And my goal is to reduce the fear of death. But I'd like to say one thing in closing. I had one death experience and two near. Struck by lightning the first time, I was clinically dead. But the open heart surgery and the brain surgery, I was on a respirator. So
life support.
I was on life support, and my heart had stopped. But I don't think I could say I was dead. But I had two more near death experiences, and I wrote at Saved, which was the first story. At Peace was getting used to the stuff and how transformative it was. And then The Secrets of the Light, which is the trilogy, was me looking back over 58 years and seeing how and what I have learned about transition. We must all face this. And the sooner we face it, the better we're able to help those who we love and those who love us make the right decisions at the right time.
We have been listening to Danyon Brinkley, author and a real live redneck, self-proclaimed redneck who has been to the other side enough times to know for certain that he isn't making it up. He's written a number of wonderful books. You can have a chance to have personal interaction with him on the cruise that he and his wife Catherine are doing, or perhaps the Crop Circle Tour later in England. Later this year, he can be reached at imisis@aol.com or his website, www.danyon.com, D-A-N-N-I-O-N. This is a reminder from Maureen St. Germain that you can get your copy of this interview. If you cannot get the whole thing on the radio, you can always get a copy of it on my website, MaureenStGermain.com. And to please also check our website for our current specials. We always have free meditations and downloads for you, as well as a wonderful product line for you to choose from. I'd like to thank Danyon for his sharing of his experiences. He is one of the most down-to-earth people I know. If you saw him from across the room, you'd think he was an ex-football player. He is so one of us, and therefore giving the feeling that you too could change your life and make something different.
Without having to be dead.
This is not a eulogy. And while you're at my website, remember that you could order an Akashic Records reading from me or sign up for our newsletter, and also probably Danyon's newsletter. This is Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet again in the heavens, I'm wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and everyone you meet. Thanks for listening.